Brooke Vogel is a graffiti artist painting a mural on the border between the two districts. It is the middle of the night, but police spotlights are lighting up the wall, so Vogel carries on painting. But the police are not here to help him finish his mural on time. In fact, they're here responding to a drive-by shooting.
While I was painting this mural, I got caught in the middle of a drive-by. So I had to jump and hit the floor and just was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
When did you guys start painting this?
Probably like 4 days ago, I think. This will be finished tonight, I hope. Well, at least this piece will. And then we'll figure out what we're doing with the rest of the wall later.
In the past, Vogel might have been amongst those arrested for vandalism. Now the graffiti artist and police have found common ground.
They're very supportive. They love it. You know, I've been talking to them for the past couple of days. They're really happy with what's happening here.
And they are not the only ones. Before and after our interview, people from the neighborhood stop by, watch Vogel paint, shake his hand, and thank him for changing the view they see out of the window. Community activist Dario Gonzalez guided us and hundreds of other bicyclists through Wynwood during the major art festival known as Art Basel. Gonzalez showed off the most noteworthy mural paintings in the district. He thinks the paradigm shift happened because of people's appreciation of graffiti art.
What has caused it is really sort of the popular reaction to it. People actually come here. They come here to see it performed. They put it in photographs, all sorts of media, and people buy that media and they want more of it. And the city is just responding to that. They realize that people like it and they don't want to stop that.
So what was Wynwood like before all this art moved in?
About a decade ago, most of the existing structures here were warehouses. They were industrial warehouses, sometimes with manufacturing and distribution, sometimes with light manufacturing. The neighborhood was really desolate, especially after working hours. A little bit west of here was a fashion district where garments were actually sort of assembled and made and traded, especially for export. But really, there wasn't too much going on here.
Christopher Maslow is an artist and curator of street murals for Primary Flight, an organization that first envisioned the Wynwood District as a potential open-air museum. Maslow vividly remembers the changes that happened in the area.
In the beginning, a lot of the graffiti artists and the vandals were painting in the most rundown parts of the city. And at that time, Wynwood was one of the most rundown parts. It was right next door to Overtown, which is looks like a hurricane came through and no one ever fixed anything. So we would paint in those districts because our art would last. It wouldn't get covered up right away. As we moved in and saw the potential to revitalize this broken part of the city with artwork, and the property owners were, it wasn't even that they were willing to do it, they just didn't even care. These buildings are so neglected that for them to have some beautiful murals painted, it's only going to help their business. So, you know, we didn't need any permission from the city or permitting like you commonly have to have in South Beach or other high-end parts of the town. And we were able to get this artwork with hardly any funding. You know, a lot of artists came in and did work for free, or we would organize funds to pay them, but it was a real minimal amount of money. And they would more or less come to Wynwood in Miami to do their work and have these landmarks just for the sake of getting their work out there. At the time, that was about 5 years ago, and the entity that started all of this was Primary Flight. You know, a year or two later into that, land developers and real estate moguls like Tony Goldman and other people started buying up property. And once they saw the potential for this art revitalization, they started flying in artists of well-known and high caliber and paying them good money to produce these beautiful works of art. And they get a lot of credit for that because they did put together the funds, but really it was Primary Flight that forged ahead and created this scene that they more or less piggybacked, in my opinion.
The bicycle activist Gonzalez thinks that desolate places like Wynwood a decade ago can be breeding grounds for artistic imagination.
I think there is a very creative place in marginalized areas, a place that doesn't have great zoning or great enforcement of zoning will yield very creative ideas and products and behaviors. I think the Wynwood Arts District has been that place and continues to be that place, simply because not every activity is well defined within parameters. artists can do crazy things and make murals and it's fine. And that yields other artists looking and seeing and thinking that they can do that and more. And then you get not necessarily a competitive atmosphere, but an atmosphere that's very collaborative and sort of like a playtime for artists.
However, the revitalization of the Wynwood District is not exclusively positive. Maslow, the artist, warns that after immense changes in the appearance and infrastructure of the neighborhood, many of the artists who ignited those changes cannot afford to stay in the area.
Now you're at a point where real estate is going up in these districts and businesses like high-end restaurants and art galleries and boutiques are popping up on a day-to-day basis to where we would maybe go there to have studio space before or to have pop-up gallery shop. It's even unaffordable for the artists themselves, you know, unless you're a high-end gallerist or you're a well-established artist, you're not going to be able to afford the rent in these places that were before the most affordable parts of the city.
With the district revitalized, some of the artists are moving on. Right next door to Wynwood is the Overtown District, long considered an eyesore of Miami. The price of real estate is amongst the lowest in the city, and some artists think it could become the next Wynwood. Our trip to Miami began with a desire to report on one of the world's greatest art shows, Art Basel. However, it was outside the expo hall where we found the most interesting art story. Human imagination and a can of spray paint can turn a dark, uninviting space into a bustling arts district. Artist Christopher Maslow offers a universal recipe for change.
Art is the true revitalization. You take these artists that don't mind being in a rundown industrial space like Soho when it was nothing, just a bunch of factories, and they come through and start doing their art and making the place beautiful again, and then all the people of wealth want to come and they're attracted to this art. It's almost like, sure, you know, you're from New Orleans and Louisiana, the city is destroyed. Ship a bunch of artists there, have them paint the city, and you're going to have a booming economy in 3 years or less. It's become this kind of interesting formula for not just art as a communication and a form of expression, but for a way to boost property values and interest in a rundown community.
As we drive back to Tampa, we keep on thinking, is there an area that would provide such a playground for creativity? The Nebraska Avenue neighborhoods? The dying strip malls? Somewhere in the vast suburbia surrounding the city? And what about the edges of Ybor and a missed opportunity found again? For WMNF News, this is Lenka Davis with Christopher Davis reporting from Miami.